February the 9th, definitely the 9th, 2015, 9:33 PM at home in Bradford. Still no baby! I'm not going to talk about that right now. In a monumental effort to catch up, I'm going to tackle 3 February points in 3 boos. No, damn. Messed that up, didn't I? 3 February points in 1 boo. Easy peasy. Because 2 of them I can answer in only 3 or 4 words. First one was asking us to talk about, if you're a gentleman, what is in your wallet or your briefcase? Oh yes, because all gentlemen carry either a wallet or a briefcase. And it said, ladies, what do you carry in your bag? I don't carry a briefcase. I carry a bag. Specifically a backpack. But at the moment, I'm not carrying that because my backpack is all packed and ready for the hospital. Change of clothes and a few kind of basic supplies to get you through one evening not at home. Basically it. As for divulging the contents of my wallet all over the internet, no. There's a reason why things like that are called your personal property. Because they're personal! Ain't no one hearing about what's in my wallet. I remember on Facebook a few years ago, loads of women fell for this silly thing of posting on Facebook where you keep your handbag, or where you keep your keys, or where you keep your purse. And people were divulging on Facebook which parts of their house they keep their personal property in. What a very good idea that is. On Facebook, which already has quite a lot of details about where you live, tell people which parts of your home you keep your most valuable belongings in. That's a good idea. Yeah, so I'm ducking out of that one. But I just had an input, so I think that counts. The next one is, how did you hear about February? And I can answer this one with one word. Sir. Job done. The third one is about judging and the time. Just talk about a time when you were judged. And I suppose the last time that I really felt judged and under a lot of scrutiny, and most of the times that I felt judged in my life, really, are at work, observations, job interviews, things like that. But that's fair judging. You need to be judged for that. Your employer has to make an assessment as to whether or not you're fit for your job. And I suppose that maybe everyone who works in education does, but I always get nervous about being judged about the things I do, because I discovered recently it's an actual syndrome. It's something that people suffer from, but I think I do suffer from it quite badly, and I suspect a lot of people do. I suffer from imposter syndrome quite a lot. I sort of generally feel like, oh my word, I'm a complete idiot. How the heck have I actually gotten to the position that I'm in? Sooner or later, I am going to be ousted as a complete incompetent fraud, and the whole house of cards is going to come crashing down. I'm an imposter. I am absolutely useless. I'm just winging it day by day. All of the successes I've had, those are just fluke or the work of someone else. And yeah, I get that sometimes. I feel like that sometimes. And I've been working long enough in my school now, and I've been through enough bits of judgment to finally start convincing myself that maybe it's not true. I've been observed. My bosses work, well, now I'm a mentor, my bosses work with me very closely. I speak to my boss pretty much every day. My line manager, then there's the head teacher. I speak to her most days as well. And I interviewed for this job. I've got experience, and generally, I do know what I'm doing. If I'm given a task for my job, I do know how to have some initiative and go about doing it. And we've had Ofsted in, I suppose, and, you know, I've survived an Ofsted inspection, and no one during the Ofsted inspection said, "Oh no, the child protection at this and mentoring at the school is utterly appalling." I survived that, so, you know, I can't be too bad. But those are the times when I feel most judged. In my personal life, one of the times when I felt most judged was, this would be about a year ago. I went to Morrison's shopping with my wife, and it was a Friday night, and we were meeting up with friends, so I decided we would purchase ourselves a few bottles of pop. A few bottles of adult-themed pop, shall we say. Oh, what the heck, alcohol. It's not illegal to drink alcohol. Responsibly, of course. And I bought some alcohol, which me and my wife intended to enjoy responsibly, and I took it to the checkout. And the woman at the checkout, who was about 50, asked me if I had any ID. I said, "Absolutely fine, yes, no problem. Here's my ID." And at that point, she then asked for my wife's ID. And my wife didn't have any. And I said, "Well, that's okay, it's no problem, because I'm buying the drink." And she said, "No, but if I have reason to believe you're buying it for her," and she, I didn't like her referring to my wife as her, "and I believe she's underage, I can't serve it you." And I thought, well, and I complained, but of course the managers have to side with their staff on these things. I've worked in retail myself. I know they can't overturn that decision once it's been made, but I felt really judged there. I felt as if this old bag on the counter was thinking I was some sort of irresponsible adult buying drink for an underage girl, when I was actually a 29-year-old man buying a few drinks for a pleasant evening with my 26-year-old wife. I felt really judged there, and judged wrongly. Anyway, the situation was resolved quite easily. I just went back by myself and went through self-service till my wife waited outside, and I went through self-service till, and we bought the stuff anyway. But see, that's another thing, kind of, what is the point of it when I could have just, why would I enter with my wife if she was underage, when I could have just easily gone in by myself and bought it no problem? And also, what if I had my 3-year-old daughter with me and I bought myself some alcohol? Is she going to judge me and assume that I'm going to buy that and give it to my daughter? Are we going to stop people buying alcohol now if they're with their children? That was garbage. I was judged there. They believed, that woman at that time believed that I was going to give alcohol to an underage girl, when all I was doing was buying a few nice drinks for my wife. And on the balance of probabilities, given the fact that I've shopped there for 10 years, and most of the staff know me there, and my brother-in-law worked there, I'd imagine they know better. Anyway, I've noticed these last few months that old bag on the checkout isn't working there anymore, so not my problem. But, I was really annoyed at that one and felt very judged. Feels good to talk about it and get me off my chest, though. Got quite a lot off my chest in that boo, didn't I? Talked about imposter syndrome and being judged. That's some quality stuff there, February. Although I think the prompt did come from McColgan, so if it's coming from McColgan, you know it's going to be gold. Have a pleasant evening.